Alright. Folks, welcome back to Quiet Hustle. This is your host, Leo Weston, here to dish out some real talk about navigating the wild world of remote work and solitude, one mindful day at a time. Now, we've all been there, haven't we? That feeling when your inbox seems to have a life of its own, every notification pings like a siren, and you're just running on fumes trying to keep up with the digital demands of this crazy age. Yep, I'm talking about burnout, my friends, that relentless exhaustion that creeps in like a sneaky ninja. But fear not, because today, we're tackling this beast head on. We're diving deep into how to overcome burnout in the digital age and reclaim your energy, focus, and most importantly, your sanity. First up, remember this. Taking breaks isn't optional, it's non-negotiable. You wouldn't run a car engine without refueling it, right? Same goes for you. Schedule regular breaks throughout your day. Step away from the screen, stretch your legs, go for a walk, or just close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. These mini vacations will do wonders for your productivity and overall well-being. Trust me on this one. Next, let's talk boundaries. You've got to establish clear lines between work, life, and personal time. Think of it like drawing a moat around your sanity. Keep those work emails and notifications outside that boundary, especially during your downtime. This means silencing those buzzing alerts after work hours, turning off the work Slack app on your phone, and carving out dedicated time for activities that recharge you. Reading, spending time with loved ones, or pursuing hobbies. Remember, your well-being is more important than being always on. Number 3. Embrace the power of the offline world. I know, we're living in a hyper-connected age, but there's beauty and serenity to be found in disconnecting from the digital noise. Make time for activities that don't involve screens. Go for a hike, read a book, have face-to-face conversations with friends, or simply enjoy the silence. You might just surprise yourself at how refreshing it feels. Fourth, cultivate mindfulness. This doesn't have to be some mystical practice reserved for monks in mountaintops. Mindfulness is about paying attention to the present moment, your thoughts, feelings, and sensations, without judgment. Take a few minutes each day to simply observe your breath, notice the sounds around you, or savor the taste of your food. It's a powerful way to manage stress, boost focus, and cultivate a sense of calm amidst the chaos. And finally, remember that it's okay to ask for help. We all have limits, and sometimes we need a helping hand to navigate the tough stuff. Don't hesitate to reach out to friends, family, or a mental health professional if you're feeling overwhelmed. You don't have to go through this alone. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a graphic designer who works remotely from home. She's incredibly talented and dedicated, but she's also constantly on the go, responding to emails, attending virtual meetings, juggling deadlines, all while trying to maintain a semblance of personal life. Weekends turn into a blur of catching up on work and social media. Sound familiar? Sarah starts feeling exhausted, irritable, and uninspired. She's losing that spark she once had for her work. Sound like anyone you know? The good news is, Sarah can overcome this burnout by implementing the tips we just discussed, taking regular breaks, setting boundaries between work and personal life, embracing offline activities, practicing mindfulness, and seeking support when needed. With a few adjustments, she can reclaim her energy, focus, and passion for her work. So, my friends, remember these key takeaways. Take those breaks, set those boundaries, unplug from the digital world, practice mindfulness, and never hesitate to ask for help. You're capable of conquering burnout and thriving in this digital age. Just remember to prioritize your well-being and recharge those batteries. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you experienced burnout? Share your stories and tips in the comments below. Let's support each other on this journey towards a healthier, more balanced life. And don't forget to subscribe to Quiet Hustle. We've got plenty more real talk coming your way.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.